for 30 years. From 1834 to 1864, the Southern Literary Messenger was a Richmond-based magazine devoted, quote, to every department of literature and the fine arts, unquote. One of its editors was Edgar Allan Poe. He was soon fired for inebriation. He was then rehired for a time. Coming upon this gem of a magazine was a result of my trolling in what I think of as our sixth great ocean, the Google Ocean. And of course, my bait was the Northern Neck, and this magazine has become one of my favorite catches, which has led to a mystery. But first, my catch, a May 1839 issue with a poem and essay addressed to the then editor, and this is just a small helping, quote, from my nook in the Northern Neck, Mr. White, didst ever visit this most interesting portion of the ancient dominion, of aristocratic ruins and crumbling shrines, where in days gone by the princely halls resounded with music and revelry, and where still Virginian hospitality delights to linger, unquote. In the same issue, the author writes, oh, I beg pardon, sir, most humbly, but really, the fit was upon me, and despite my efforts to avoid it, I have committed, shall I say, poetry? No, prose run mad. Well, what is writ, and you must take it for better or for worse, if at all. Well, of course, it was taken. Quote, I commence this paper with the intention to give you a sketch of some of the most interesting relics of antiquity with which I have met on a tour through the Northern Neck. Well, some of F.O.'s notes and verses are about Robert Carter III of Nomini Hall. Another is about Richard Henry Lee. But then he writes, quote, what has America done to reward her warriors and her statesmen? What monuments commemorate their heroic resistance of tyranny, their sufferings, their triumphs? We cannot complain, however, that the lesser glories of Lee and Henry, of Hancock and Adams, are not illustrated as they should be when we remember that no national monument has yet been erected to the man who was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Signed, F.O. Well, F.O., 46 years after your words were published, on February 21st, 1885, the great 555-foot stone obelisk commemorating our first president was dedicated. Now, the mystery of who you are, well, rather were, sir, persists. And if any of my gentle listeners has a clue, I would be most grateful to receive it. This is Thea Marshall.